The Holy Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
When Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do the people say the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, but others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" And Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will never prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you lose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then he sternly ordered the disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of our God, the source of all life, love, and light, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Well, it's that time of year again, back to school time. Now, even if you are far removed from school and education, we all welcome, or many of us welcome, this time of year because it means that we can get back into routine and rhythm. I mean, it's good to have the doggy days of summer and all, but it's also good to have a little more structure to our lives. And we have to remember that although we may have not have been in school for quite some time, we are lifelong learners. We are in a constant pursuit of wisdom and learning in our lives. And I know several of our parishioners, many of them were here for the backpack blessing last night and for the outdoor screening of Moana, and many people are here today for to get their backpacks blessed and for them themselves to get blessed as well. And this reminds me of all the school supplies that we will be getting this coming week. All the school supplies that people have to get for the school year. And many of us stock up on office supplies because they're really inexpensive right now at Staples and Target. No matter where you go, we're always constantly picking up an extra thing of paper or something like that. So today, we're going to reflect on some common school supplies and how they may connect to our life in God. All right? So I've got a backpack full of supplies. Are we ready? So I would like to reflect first on the backpack itself. There will be opportunities for our students here at the parish and students in general to carry backpacks thousands of times this school year. And even if you don't have a backpack, you might have a bag that you take to the grocery or anywhere. And I think it's a good reminder that when you put it on and put it around your shoulders, that can remind us of God's love and presence in our lives. We're going to bless backpacks today. And last night we had 72 people here for the Moana viewing and backpack blessing. And hopefully, they will be reminded that the whole community that was gathered are there to support them each day of their school year because all of us ask for God's blessing on these backpacks and on those individuals. So hopefully every time that you yourself carry a backpack or a bag of any sort that you'll be reminded of this community and its support of you. Psalm 138 verse 4, the psalm that we prayed today, says, "When I called you, you answered me. You increased my strength within me." So hopefully that will remind us that God is our source of strength, and we will be building a lot of strength by carrying backpacks this year. So let's see what's inside the backpack. Are we ready? Actually, I'm just going to put it right here. Computer paper. Nice blank sheet of paper. Before time existed, there was God and nothing else. It was a black void. And I interpret that black void as a blank sheet of paper. God looked at it and said, I need to do something creative. So what did God do? God created the universe, humanity, animals, plants, everything there is. God looked at it at a blank piece of paper, if you will, and said, let's make something beautiful. So every time you see a sheet of paper that's blank, may that be an invitation for you to be a co-creator with God, that you are made in God's image to create. So you may not be very artistic, but I'm sure you've written a nice letter to a family member, or you meet with people, you organize people. All that's using creativity. And know that you co-create with God. Go to a different compartment now. Markers. My 3.5-year-old daughter loves markers. She loves these things. And notice that they're different colors. They're beautiful. And I think this is to remind us of our human family, that all of us, each and every member of the human family, adds color to our world. And it invites us to celebrate the diversity that God has created. So how will you celebrate the beautiful diversity that we have in our human family this year and beyond? One of my favorites, the big eraser. I don't know about you, but sometimes I make really big mistakes. The eraser is to remind us that none of us are perfect and we all make mistakes. So why are we so critical of ourselves and so critical of others? So I think this is an invitation for us to be less critical, have fewer expectations of other people so that we're not disappointed. And also it's a call to forgive. Every time that we meet, we pray the Lord's Prayer, and one of the lines in that beautiful prayer is, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And that basically means that God's forgiveness correlates with our forgiveness of others. So when people make mistakes, how easily will you forgive them? My battery pack. There we go. Aha. The ruler. Oh, to whack people. Oh, I was not going to reflect on that part of it, but I could, and I'm not even going to refer to God as the ruler, you know, or the judge. That doesn't sound so good either. But maybe for the blessings that we're going to do a little later, I can not only sprinkle water, I can slap people with a ruler, right? Yeah. When I was in school, they didn't do that with the ruler. So. We all have goals for ourselves, whether they're life goals or learning goals. We have goals, and hopefully they demand our best of who we are, but hopefully they're not so unrealistic that they are going to crush us. But I think the ruler should remind us of how we will measure our goals for learning and life in general. How will we measure effectiveness and success in our lives? So when you see a ruler, think about those things. Ah, the binder clip. To keep our work organized. As you know, God is the author of community. God binds us together, if you will, into one community here at St. Andrew's and beyond. We are also, as we are co-creators with God, we are also reconcilers with God. So how are we building bridges in our human family? How are we speaking out for injustice? How are we bringing about peace in our lives? How are we binding people together in our daily life and work? Stickers. I don't know about you, but I still love seeing lots of stickers, right? I think stickers are a source of joy for us. And I think we are called to be sources of joy for other people. So how are we stickers for other people, if you will? How do you cultivate joy in your own life so that we can be a joyful presence in other people's lives? This is one of Mari's play microphones, and yes, she gave me permission to use it. This is not a school supply, obviously. It's not on any school supply list, I guarantee you. But I put it in there because, A, some of our students will be using microphones this year in choir or in public speaking. But I really wanted to put it in there because it's to remind us that words really matter. What words will we use to build people up as opposed to tear people down? How will we speak out against bullying, which seems to be on the rise in our schools? How will we speak out against wrongs and injustice in our society? A goal of education is to learn about the plight of others so we can respond with hope and love. And just as the Beatles would sing, love, 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 ba-da-dum-ba. Anybody else want to be a rock star? Anybody else want to give it a try? Don, I know you do. You want to? All right. We could have karaoke if you want. Now, the book. We have, and now education, you're required to have some sort of electronic tablet, you know, and you download your books, which is great. But I still have lots of these books from different educational pursuits. This is to remind us that that we are called to learn our entire lives. So I hope that when you finish one book, you're eager to start another one, because our minds are meant to be expanded. God gave us this gift of reason, and we exercise that gift of reason by learning through books and in other ways. So may you continue to have this drive to learn more. And lastly, the last school supply, and I think it's the most important one, is yourself. Is yourself. Know that you are a beloved child of God. You bring your whole being into the educational process. And you need to be reminded that you're a beloved child of God, because our society, and there'll be people at school or work that will spew negative things about other people, maybe even about you. And you need to hear the voice of God pierce through all of that and know that, and hear that voice saying, peace be still, you are my beloved child. And that you are given a specific purpose for this life, to contribute to the common good. God is always, always working to establish the good, as noted in today's psalm. The Lord will make good his purpose for me. May that give you hope in your lifelong pursuit of seeking meaning, wisdom, and purpose. The Lord will make good his purpose for you and all creation. Amen.